I want to thank everybody for coming to Mass today. We have more people here today, and so I'm very grateful for your presence. As I mentioned, it's so important to have that sense of the regular part of worship. So coming to church, bringing friends and family to church is important. It makes, first of all, it grows our community, and it really shows just who we are at St. Martin de Porres. And so I know these days are sometimes challenging, weather and travel, but your presence is important. And so thank you for being here today. And I recognize that many of you travel a great distance from counties and different states to get here. So I do recognize that, but it's so important that we're part of the family here and be part of the church each and every day. And so, and also to bring your friends to church. People have been away from church. I see Miss Alma's here today, Miss Mary's here today. So a round of applause for our elders who are with us this morning. So it's great to see them here in church. And one person who stood up as a visitor is a good friend of mine and one of my mentees, a young man that I am very blessed to know. He is getting his PhD at 26 years old at St. Joe's University. And I'm so glad he texted me last night and said, "What time is Mass?" And I responded back, said 10 o'clock. I said, "I won't see him in church today." I mean, a young man, but he's here today. So Xavier Brown, come here for a second. Come up here. He just embarrassed you for a minute.
Come on, man.
Young man. Xavier does tremendous work in a special program in our city. And I want him, just for a minute, to talk about what he does each and every day for our young people in our public schools. So, hey, Xavier, come up. Don't be shy. You ain't shy. What do you do for a living, young man?
Good morning, everybody. My name is Xavier Brown. I actually work at Community College Philadelphia. Just serving, providing them with opportunities to take high school courses, but also college courses at the same time at no cost. So we actually have a program where we have high school students who will graduate with an associate's degree before they graduate high school. So just providing them with every access to every opportunity, every resources, and making sure they're supported throughout the process.
Good to be with you. Amen. All right. So it's great to see good things happening in our Catholic schools, but also in our public schools. The program that Xavier works with allows students in high school to go to college, a community college, and earn their college degree when they graduate from high school. And it's a great program, very proud of our city, and it shows that we care about kids, we care about all kids. Catholic school, charter school, public school, all schools, because it's a tough world out there.
Yeah.
And we sang on a battlefield for the Lord, and we are indeed. So let's stand now after a great celebration today, grateful to God's men, the great eight, for praising God today, grateful for their ministry. Yes. A round of applause for the great eight. Loving God, we are in some troubled times in our country. Troubled times in our church as well at times. We come each Sunday asking for some direction, some guidance, some encouragement on the journey. Some of us are going through some storms right now, in family, at job, at home and school. But loving God, we're just here this morning to give you praise. Because you deserve the praise. You are incredible, God. You deserve incredible praise.
Yes, yes.
Your glory should always rise among us. If we're going to be on the battlefield for you, we have to always know you are sovereign.
Yes.
And the living word.
Hallelujah.
Loving God, bless us today as we go forth. May no weapon formed against us prosper, because it can't. Anybody gets in our way with mess, to simply know we are covered in the blood of Jesus.
Yes, yes, yes.
We wear Christian red every Sunday.
Amen.
So may Almighty God bless you, and keep you, the Father, the Son, and Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Go in peace.